Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Sam Crowley. I hope you're having a great day. It's podcast number two today, July 1st, 2015. It's the most amazing day. It's the best day. It could be your last day on earth. Oh, no, I'm going to live forever. Yeah, you know how many people felt that way? Everybody. You know, one of the people I saw in the greatest shape ever was Jack LaLanne. Remember Jack LaLanne? That guy was always on time. And that dude doing the juicer, dressed in that onesie, jumping around, doing jumping jacks. I mean, the guy was like 90 years old, but he died. Why? Because we're all going to get there at some point in time. So you best make the most of today. Did you set the intention that we talked about yesterday? That was a powerful intention, wasn't it? The intention was this: treat every moment that's happening in your life as if it's the first time you've ever seen it or the last time you're ever going to see it. And when you set that intention, and I mean really dive into it, okay? And I mean get present with it, you know? Make it, feel it, you know? Just sit there and let it just reverberate through your body. Like, this is the last time I'm ever going to work out. Or this is the first time I've ever been to the gym, you know? Oh, wow. Maybe you're going to a sporting event. Here we have the Cincinnati Reds, a professional baseball team here in Ohio. Well, I guess they're semi-pro. They've haven't been in the World Series since 1990. They swept the A's 4-0, I think. That's it. So anyway, maybe it's the next time I go to a Reds game, I'm going to treat it like it's the first time I've ever been to a Reds game. First time I've ever been to a baseball game even. And that's how you have moments, you know? Life is made up as a series of moments. And I want to share with you a moment I had back when I was in the management game in corporate. I read John Maxwell's book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. It's a really great book. And I bought some books when I was in management. I don't know if I ever finished one of them. It's funny. The only one I really finished, and I mean it was a page-turner, I couldn't put it down, was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But it wasn't a management book. It was a book on how I was going to actually leave the rat race. So when I read John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, one sentence stood out in that entire book, and it was this: people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And maybe you've heard that before. I know it's been attributed to Zig and I think even Teddy Roosevelt. So who knows? I saw it in John Maxwell's book. And heck, for all I know, he may even have given somebody else credit on it. But that's what I associate the quote with, is Dr. John Maxwell. And then I got a chance to share the stage with him in 2007. I was emceeing an event in Atlanta for 3 days, and he was the keynote speaker. And then from reading his book to being on stage with him and actually seeing how he interacted with the audience, you could tell that he really did care. I mean, he's a really, really nice guy and really good acumen. I mean, business acumen. And he also happens to be a teacher at Christ Fellowship Church down in West Palm Beach. For those of you that are located in that area, maybe you've seen him every Sunday there. But getting back to that, you know, that's something that really resonated with me, because if you've ever been in a job, which I think everybody that's listened to this show has been, you've worked for a supervisor who simply did not care. And you know they didn't care about you. They could not possibly care any less about you, your career. They pretended like they did, but you can't phone it in. And that's the same when you're an entrepreneur, when you're online or offline, whatever it is you're choosing to do, whatever service you're choosing to deliver, whatever product you're creating. You can't phone it in and really pretend like you care, because people will sniff out a phony. And look, you may get by. I mean, look, I've seen guys and girls for years churn and burn their list online and go through products or network marketing, whatever it is you want to call it. And they're going to meet their demise at some point in time. But I've seen people that are masterful at pretending like they care, but they just drip of lack of authenticity, you know, and it's going to come back to haunt him. And then conversely, I see people who always seem to have great things happening to them, and everybody goes out of their way to help them. Like, oh, I'm going to go here, go there, help him, help her, you know. And they never seem to have a bad day, nor do they ever seem to lack friends or people willing to help. And those are the ones who are, it's obvious that they care about other people and they're not just phoning it in. And what happens? It's the boomerang effect. You throw that out there and it all comes back to you. But I think where we get tripped up a lot of times is we don't see it come back to us right away. Like, we do a lot of nice things in the month of June, for example, that just ended, and we don't see anything come back immediately in July. You know, and my wife and I have these conversations a lot because, my God, even with all the challenges we've had with our baby over the last 10 months, Susan, we have had the most amazing luck. I just call it luck, and I know it's not luck, but I'm just going to say luck for lack of a better word. Financially, spiritually, emotionally, relationship-wise, but just speaking about finances specifically, like, there were times over the past year where we're staring at a lot of debt and a lot of bills. And look, I'm just like you. I get the same bills in the mail that you get. And, you know, we juggle them and we're trying to, you know, and I'm talking big, like 10, 20, 30, 50 sometimes, you know, the $1 million hospital bill, things like that. And this stuff, if it doesn't get paid, at least arrangements need to be made to get this stuff paid. And I always kept my head down. I don't mean down, like, I mean focused down into my work and think, okay, how can I just go and deliver more value? How can I travel to another event, sell more product, serve more people, and add more value? Because, look, the debt's never going to stop. I don't think we're – I can't be debt-free because I have expenses, for example, just to run my Infusionsoft, which is my entire business, my database, my customer management, merchant account, affiliate management, all that. That's $700 a month just for that, you know? Throw in a car payment of $600 a month or so, and you got your electric and pretty, I mean, you snap your fingers, you're at $5,000 if you got a family of six, groceries and all that stuff. Throw in diapers now. So I really remember that I want to show people in 2015 how much I care when I create a product, like the new speaker product. If you go to everydaysaturday.com/speaker, if you've already joined, then you see, I mean, adding every week, I add 5 to 7 brand new training videos in there to show you how to launch your speaking career in an interview and a PDF and all these other things. I want people who invest to see how much I care. I just shot a video this morning, and look, you should really take notice of this one thing right here, and you should do this for your business as well. This morning, I went to grab a cup of coffee, so I come back. It was actually Starbucks. It wasn't Dunkin' because I had to go up and back real quick, and the Starbucks is right up the street. Dunkin's a little bit further. I pulled over and I shot a YouTube video real quick on my phone. It was literally 1 minute, less than one. It's like 58 seconds. And I wanted to say thank you to the people. This is our last podcast training live webinar I'm doing today at 3 o'clock Eastern time. And I shot a quick thank you video, letting them know how much I really appreciate that they put their trust in me, spending $1,000, you know, for the training. They could buy any product anywhere, but they bought my product at a live event. And I wanted to let them know how much I appreciate that and how great of a student that they were, you know? And I just sent the video to them in an email real quick, no long email, just say, hey, check this video out. It's my way of saying thank you. And it was authentic. Look, I'm unshaven. I got a baseball hat on. I got a wrinkly white T-shirt on, you know, from my dog print, stains on them probably. The dogs jumped on me when I went to grab the coffee this morning. But it was authentic. And they could tell how much I cared. So why don't you shoot a thank you video for people who do business with you? Why don't you shoot a thank you video for a friend? Hey, Joe. Hey, Mary. I mean, videos, if you can't be in the same town with someone and you can't take them out to dinner, a cup of coffee or tea or whatever, and hang out and tell them thank you, why don't you shoot a quick video for them? Because it really is true. The simple act, that random act of authenticity like that. And look, if I were a poser, okay, and I wasn't authentic, that would come across in the video as well, and it would feel a little smarmy to people, you know? I don't know if the word is smarmy. I think it's smarmy. It'd feel a little smarmy, like, ew, you know, I got to take a shower. It just Sam Crowley just sent a video thanking me. It's just so authentic, inauthentic. But no, it wasn't like that. I've already gotten a number of emails back saying, wow, man, thank you. Saying, thank you. I love the training. I love the course. I love the fact that you're just real, you know? And so I would recommend you do that. You implement that in your business. And if you want to read the book, it's a great book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And I read that back in 2000, so 15 years ago, and it still resonates with me today. Just that one line, People don't care how much you know, because they really don't care how much you know. You ever get with someone who's like, oh, I know that. I did that. I did that. Blah, blah, blah. I know that. I'm like, come on, dude. I don't care. You know, I did. Okay, great. Congratulations. But you serve first, sell second, serve first, sell second. That's a great business plan. I can only tell you what works for me. Yeah, I can only tell you what works for me. So I hope that helps. People, they want to know that you care. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.